Praise the Lord, family. Welcome back to A Gift of Life show. I'm here with my co-host, Jerry.
Hello.
Yes, yes. And so she is on board. Thank you, Lord. And so you're going to be hearing both of us, which should make the program that much more interesting. Praise the Lord. We'll get more insight from the Lord from the both of us. But she's going to open us up with Psalms 91, and she's got some verses. So listen carefully as we go into the show.
All right, so this is Psalms 91, 5 through 10. You shall not be afraid of the terrors by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste in the noonday. Mm-hmm. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the rewards of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
Wow, wow.
No evil shall befall you. Praise the Lord.
That's a powerful Psalms, isn't it?
It is.
I think it's so fitting that God would give us that to go into this show that we're doing about with Tony Evans' books, God Cannot Be Trusted in Five of the Lies. Because that Psalms just, boy, I can just see it just giving Satan and sin a big old black eye, huh? Praise the Lord. I love that.
For those who believe it.
And then, Jerry, when it says in verse 9, it says, because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even my Most High, the dwelling place.
Yes.
So God is our dwelling place. Wow. Amen. Okay, well, brothers and sisters, we're here, and I hope you, by this time, have received your book, God Cannot Be Trusted and Five of the Lies of Satan by Tony Evans. We've been going through the lies. He's got six lies here, and we're on the fifth lie. And remember, I'm breaking this up in four parts, so this is 5C, and it's you can be like God. And if you need to look at the other lies, just go to www.lovebyexample.com. Okay, we're going to get started, excuse me, and we're going to be starting on page 68, and Jerry and I are just going to read and talk and bless you as you're blessing us listening, and we love you, and we just thank you for tuning in. Okay, so Jerry, you want to go ahead and start first, sweetie?
Let
me ask you something first. How was your day?
My day was so good. We just moved into a new office, and it is amazingly beautiful.
All right.
And all the people who come to see us are impressed.
All right.
It's just a good thing.
And and Jerry, you've told me this before, your job is like a ministry, isn't it?
It definitely is.
Yeah. Praise God.
Absolutely. And I never asked to do what I'm doing.
Right.
But God put me there.
All right.
Because he trusted me with it.
There you go.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sweetie. Yeah. And you're going to be hearing more from Jerry and our personal testimonies as we go on, because I know you've been listening to me for like, 2 years now? And so now we have somebody else here, which is going to be really a blessing. And I'm just glad to have you, Jerry, and
glad the Lord
led you here. Praise God. Okay, well, she's going to go ahead and read, and we'll just get going.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the need for the distinction.
Okay.
Those who have teenagers at home have a live-in illustration of how people tend to want to erase distinctions. In that case, the distinction between parent and child. A good parent knows that all freedoms a child enjoys must be tempered with limitations. For example, you can give your teen the freedom to go out and enjoy time with his friends. But you give him a restriction on to be home at a certain time. But the teenager, being teenager, wants to push things.
Oh, yeah.
When you say, be in by midnight,
they
often push it to 12:15, then to 12:30.
Yeah.
After a while, the line between the parent and the teen becomes blurred.
Yeah. And I think if you're a parent out there,
we already know.
And when we were children or teenagers, we already know. And Jerry, so what do you think that what is it that's in us that wants us to blur the line? Why can't we just be in at 12? If they say be in at 12 all the time.
Because we just want to do what we want to do. We don't want to be told what to do. Nobody wants to be told what to do.
Right.
Teenagers are nothing but little adults. And all they know is what we teach them.
Yeah. And this is what Tony is saying. And remember, this lie is like, you can be like God.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that illustration. Also, too, Jerry, you had mentioned that in the previous show, using this as an illustration. I thought that's neat how he was coming into that.
Yes.
All right. So here he says, Tony says, God never intended for the distinction between himself and his people to be blurred in any way. Yes. He wanted to have a loving, intimate relationship with his creation. He wanted to be able to walk with us, laugh with us, and love on us. It was going to be the perfect relationship, one where we were innocently dependent on our Heavenly Father for everything we need and everything we are. Mm. That included that we were to know and how we were, that included what we were to know and how we were to know it. I thought that was interesting.
Me too.
Yeah.
And that just,
That
was like, wow. Really? Yeah.
And when I look at these trees right here, Tony says, that included what we were to know and how we were to know. So he said, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Mm. So he was concerned that what we were to know and how we were to know. So obviously, he said, don't eat. Right. He did not want us to know about that.
Right. He just wanted us to live in splendor with him.
And
Satan knew that.
And he came in.
He was coming for us.
And we talked about that. And I'll always go back to that. Because when they ate from that tree, and they had that one choice. They had two options, but one choice, and they ate from that tree. Mm-hmm. We saw that in the earlier broadcast, but they forfeited the tree of life, and then they ate from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil that they thought they were going to be like God, but they hid them. They were afraid, remember?
Yep.
They were afraid, and it says in Genesis 3:10, they were afraid, and then Cain, he got angry. That's Genesis 4, so we were talking about before the show,
fear and anger.
Main thing. So if you're struggling with fear and anger about anything that's holding you down, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
But if you see where it came from, you can, as we say, wax it off with the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the root.
That's it. The root. We've got to get to the root. That's right. So okay, now your turn or my turn? No, your turn.
All right. The truth we were never meant to handle.
Mm.
In the movie A Few Good Men, there was a now legendary exchange between U.S. Marine Corps colonel named Nathan R. Jessup, played by Jack Nicklaus, and a U.S. Navy prosecutor named Lieutenant Daniel Caffey, played by Tom Cruise. Near the end of Jessup's time on the witness stand, the court-martial hearing, Caffey, frustrated with Jessup's
evasive attitude
towards his questions, shouted, I want the truth.
Yeah.
And Jessup angrily bellowed back, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah. That's where that came from.
And Colonel Jessup wanted Jaffe to believe that there were some things he just shouldn't know about, things he couldn't handle if he knew them. Sometimes ignorance truly is bliss.
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't know the verse right offhand, but it's making me think about where I think the disciples wanted to know something, and Jesus said something about, I'll have to find that, because I don't like saying it like that when I don't know.
And I think it was Peter asking about somebody. And Jesus was like, take care of yours.
Yeah. Because really, I think it's in Deuteronomy 2:29 It says the secret things belong to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to know everything.
Right.
I mean, we
right.
couldn't. You know, right. God's limitless, but we're not. Mm-hmm. See, and we couldn't handle it, huh?
That, we couldn't. And there, we do have limitations.
Yes.
I know that.
That's what he's talking about.
A lot of the jobs that I've had, one job, I would learn something, and then I would go to another job. Mm-hmm. And because I learned this at this one job before, it helped me move into this next job.
Yeah.
And it wasn't it was just little
things. Yeah.
Okay, I already know how to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
and I
think that's what God wants for us. He wants us to learn things right. as we go.
And that's progressive learning, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah, because we can't get it all at one time. That's why we have to continue. Well, that word continue, abiding and pursuing. We have to continue abiding and pursuing, studying God's word and memorizing God's word. Right. Because it comes, was it precept upon precept, line upon line?
Yeah.
So, but Satan wants us to think, oh, we can get it like right now. Mm-hmm. And that's like kids. When kids or young people or carnal people, they don't think about the future. They just think, I want it right now, what I want, right?
Yes.
Satan wanted Eve to believe that God had put a limitation on her in order to keep her ignorant. Wow. Keep her in ignorance. Mm-hmm. He wanted her to believe that God was keeping her and Adam from knowing the difference between good and evil so he could control her and tell her what to do. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's just what you just said.
Yeah, we don't want to be told what to do.
Wow. And that comes from the liar Satan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. Because I'm telling you, if we would listen to...
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
If we had listened,
Oh, my gosh.
And it would have been so much further.
Just beautiful. Yes, it would have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but God is not a God who wants us to live in ignorance. On the contrary, he wants us to grow in knowledge.
Yeah.
And that knowledge is in, and I told you he doesn't say that, but I know he means that. It's in the knowledge of basically who we are in Christ.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's it. Grow in the knowledge of Christ. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that knowing the difference between good and evil was a huge thing that was so much information at one time, you know, that it hurt them.
Yeah, they couldn't process it. Okay.
But they had to deal with the consequences.
They did.
Anyway.
Yeah. And seeing brothers and sisters, this is the thing, is that if you don't, it's like this. If you don't like your life right now, if you don't feel like you have meaning, purpose, and there's a fulfillment that you know you're in God's plan, you know that you're doing what God created you to do on earth, and, or you're just kind of satisfied with what you have, those are signs that you're not walking and performing in the destiny that God has called you to be. Even though it might look pretty or there's no problems going on and you got your house, you got your cars, you got your job and everybody's, you get a check each and everything's cool. That could be a deception too if you're not fulfilling what God has called you to be. Because Satan doesn't want you to know who you are in Christ, and he doesn't want you to experience God's power, and he definitely doesn't want you to perform and bless others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jerry, that's yours, honey. Okay.
So I hear.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Okay.
God wanted Adam and Eve to learn as they live, learn to walk.
Tony, we're rewriting your book over. No.
Learn to walk in perfect love and obedience. Wow. Learn to love one another and learn how to take good care of the most magnificent garden ever planted.
Wow.
But he wanted them to learn while maintaining a sense of dependence on him. In his wisdom, God knew that his creation being his created beings did not have what it took to handle the knowledge of evil.
Wow. See, yeah.
He created them to live in perfect harmony with him, not to be separated and independent from him.
Okay.
I love that.
See, and that's the thing I think with Jerry and I, we have this heart that God has given us. We can see, like we were saying, what would it have been like had sin and Satan not been here, perfect paradise, but it's here.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about the good news is Jesus Christ destroyed Satan's power, defeated him, and he broke the power off our lives, and we're brand new creations.
Now
we can choose life and not death. Now we can be what God has created us to be in the midst of this crazy world.
We can
still do that. Mm-hmm. We're not hopeless. This isn't our home anyway.
We're going
to glory.
Right.
But while we're going there, we got to be experiencing who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Jerry's here. Yeah. She believes God has called her, drew her to be here, to express her giftings that God has given.
Yeah. And we are not hopeless now. We are happy now.
There you go. We are. Mm-hmm. We're happy in the Lord. We are. I like that. And mm-hmm. also, too, I'm seeing something else is that the promises that God gives, like the tree of life, you know, if you eat from the tree of life you know, freely and everything, mm-hmm. the promises he's given us, they're not in our lives now, in your life, too, if you're born again, they're not stifled because the promises that God's given, they'll perform through you if you allow him to let him do that. Right. You'll see mm-hmm. Productivity mm-hmm. through his promises. But mm-hmm. Satan wants to cut that.
Right.
He wants you to just, okay, I hear the promises, lip service. Mm-hmm. We were talking about lip service, you know, you honor me with your lips and all that kind of stuff, but your heart is far from me. He just wants you to settle for religion, lip service, so you don't really see the mm-hmm. productivity or the performance mm-hmm. of his love working through you.
Right.
And that's why I believe...
And performing in that.
In that, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where I believe Satan, since he's a liar, father of all lies, and everything he says is a lie, that's why Satan wants to cut that off, because Satan hates God.
Mm-hmm.
And he hates anybody that's, he hates you and me, right. Jerry. I mean, he's our enemy.
Because we love God.
Yes, exactly. But guess what? He can't overcome mm-hmm. us. Because we know who we are now. And that's why God's given us this platform right. to be able to encourage you so you right. can know who you are
right. Right.
and why we have our book, Do You
right.
See What I See?
Right.
And
also the CUBU conference.
There you go.
Where
oh, yeah.
we can teach you how,
yes.
how these
yes.
things can be
yeah.
broken
yeah.
in you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
and you can perform in the love of God.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? We'll see where the Lord leads us after this. Maybe we'll read the book or something and talk more about
yes.
the conference.
Yeah.
Get that going and stuff, but yeah. So, okay, so it says, but of course, Satan couldn't leave that alone. He was in an all-out rebellion against God. Gosh, God is just confirming what we're saying. Now, we've read this, but we haven't retained it. The way it's coming out, this is God, brothers and sisters, rebellion against God. And he was going to do anything and everything he could to mess with that perfect union between God and man. Wow. And at the heart of Satan's lie that Eve could be like God, knowing good and evil, was the lie that humankind can live and think independently from God, and that we could have complete autonomy from God while still enjoying the blessings he has given.
Yeah, yeah. And I never even thought about that, because it's a given that God is going to continue to bless me.
Right, right, right.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
no
yeah,
matter how
yeah,
I'm acting.
Right, 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 right.
And so, but I think that's,
wow.
that yeah. separates us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
from,
yeah.
That makes me step away.
Yeah, yeah.
God never steps
never.
Away.
Mm-mm. No, no,
but
no.
But that
no.
makes me
yeah.
step away
yeah,
because
yeah.
I become selfish.
Right, 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 right,
you
right.
You know, and
right.
so we can't say,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, wow,
right.
Eve,
right.
she shouldn't have done
right,
that.
Right, right.
She, you know,
mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
If I'm not acting like that,
right,
I'm not
right.
behaving like
right,
that.
Right,
but there's
right.
a lot of behaviors
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that make us act. Like
yes.
we
yeah.
want to be
yeah.
autonomous.
Exactly.
That we want
yeah.
to be our own person.
Our own person.
That
exactly.
we want to just think about
right,
ourselves
right, right.
and not what God wants
well,
from us.
Well, what would
us.
Be one of those attitudes? You said attitudes, like you were talking about something in the book too.
Mm-hmm.
You were mentioning that.
So I was reading.
Yeah.
This is what
mm-hmm.
I was going to say. I was
yeah.
reading through your book.
Right.
Do You See What I See?
Right.
And
right. Right.
On page
mm-hmm.
81,
all right,
there
right.
are several things Kay. That you say.
Kay.
About
mm-hmm.
our fleshly
okay, okay.
wanting to be separated from God,
okay.
our own
want to be God, huh?
Yes, we want to be our own God.
Yeah.
Okay, so your book says, however, there are many things that can bring about
okay.
distance in a believer's
wow.
relationship
That's
with
true.
God. Let's look at a few things.
Mm.
that create distance
wow.
in all relationships. The
wow.
first one is doubt or
wow.
intellectual pride.
Wow.
I have
wow.
all of the intellect to
Mm-mm-mm.
and I can do what I want to do
Mm-mm.
and I'm right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm right.
Yeah.
I think right.
Yeah.
I'm right. And I can move in that But it moves me away from God.
And then also too, Jerry, if you think you're right all the time, then that means everybody else is wrong. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right?
Right, wow. Right, right. So you don't have any room for correction. And you already know that's wrong.
Okay.
The next one is religious traditions.
Okay, okay.
And we put traditions in the place of God's word. Ooh. And that's not right.
You were talking word talk right there. Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find that verse, Jerick. I was just talking about right here in Mark 7:13. It says, let me find it here real quick. She said a mouthful right there, brothers and sisters. Here it is. Mark 7:13. Jesus was saying to these people.
And so this was one that kind of surprised me.
Okay.
Is the fear of the supernatural.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and how that separates us from God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it says, yet as I've grown to believe in the impossibilities of God's word, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because just because we don't think it's possible does not mean that God cannot do it.
And I told you, too, earlier before we started, that the spiritual being, you know, the fear of the supernatural, when I was young in the faith, when I would hold hands with people that would speak in tongues, well, I would let go of their hands because I thought they were wrong and I was right. Mm-hmm, see, mm-hmm. I mean,
and let me just say, read this one part. It says, people who fear God's supernatural power will struggle to receive because you must believe to receive. Or you will doubt and go without.
And isn't that what Adam and Eve did? Mm-hmm. They doubted God, and look what happened. Went without the whole thing. My goodness, goodness. Well, those are good points. Those are good points, Jerry, right there. We got about 4 more minutes, so we can keep going. I was just going to say something, too. The thing, you know, bless his name. We're going to play a song by Anthony Evans. It's called Blessed Be His Name. But in Romans 7, it says, but sin, taking opportunity by the commandments, producing me all manner of evil desires, for apart from the law, sin was dead. But sin, and in brackets I said Satan, lawless and rebellious, sinful, toxic thoughts, and his spoken words, and ally. So sin is just the voice of Satan. That's why I have to see it that way, Jerry.
Because
it helps me to see it coming in like thoughts and words, and then they form now either fear or anger.
Right.
So now it's like I can identify, oh, that's Satan, okay, but he's speaking. Mm-hmm. So am I going to believe him? Or am I going to believe God? It just makes it easier for me to understand. And that's what we want to communicate to the listeners. Everything that begins and ends with a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And thoughts, a whole bunch of thoughts turn into words, and then sentences, and then an attitude, a mind, a mindset.
Yep. And then a character, and then a destination.
Right. Yeah. And that's why Jesus came in Matthew 5, 6, 7, and 8 to correct the attitudes. Because that's why he called be attitudes.
Yep.
Wow.
So can I just go through these?
Yes,
okay,
yes,
so these last couple, it says unconfessed sin, emotional wounds, and a stubborn spirit.
Jerry,
these are all things that separate us from God, that makes us move away from God, not him move away
from
us.
Jerry, I heard, amen, and I've heard so many believers say, oh, he's just stubborn. And whenever they think of that, I think about 1 Samuel that says stubbornness is the form of witchcraft. So when people act like, oh, yeah, he's just stubborn, you know, that's just like saying, oh, they're just rebellious.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, sweetie, we have 2 more minutes, sweetie.
Okay.
So I don't want to cut you. Is there anything else you want to say on here? Just, you know.
This has been a lot.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
It's been a lot. And I hope that the listeners is taking this in. And I hope everybody has Tony Evans' book. And just don't believe the lies.
Yeah, don't believe the lies. Yeah. So we have one more. We're going to try. We might have to do it in 2 more shows. But we're going to finish this one, this lie that Satan says you can be like God. And remember, being like God is basically you calling the shots.
Right.
You know, and then you might ask God or go to church or pray. But no, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yeah. Seek me first, because you can't have 2 masters. And so, brothers and sisters, the only way you can do that is cast down those arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity. And then, where's that Romans? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12:2, and then I said 2 Corinthians 10:5. Yeah. So, Jerry, thank you for being on the show. one last, you got like one more 30 seconds. You want to just say anything to the listeners or anybody special? Okay, she'll be back.
I will be back.
She will be back. Yes. Okay, okay.
So, well, let's do this again.
Okay, okay. Well, God bless you, and thank you, Jerry, and bless all of you for listening.
Thank you.
Share this. You're welcome, sweetie. Share this blog. When we post it on Facebook or wherever, share it with others that you know that are thinking that they can be like God.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Ooh, blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.
Here we go.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in,